Artisphere is a wide-ranging festival centered around the arts and environment curated by Walton Arts Center. By wide-ranging, we mean classical music, classic movies, documentaries, dance, folk music, an inflatable planetarium, a trail walk, chamber music, education, poetry, workshops, art, and theater. It all begins tonight with a performance by Sam Ryder and the Human Hands at Thorn Crown Chapel in Eureka Springs. So let's spend the next 4.5 minutes trying to get a handle on all of this with Megan Dale, Learning and Engagement Coordinator, and Rachel Berkovich, Programming Coordinator at Walton Arts Center. Rachel says every piece of Artisphere is connected to the theme of space.
Because it is the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, so everything's space this year.
Well, so does that extend into film?
Yes, we have a whole film series, and for the free film series, I guess the first one is going to be at the end of Trail Mix. We'll be showing WALL-E, and that is going to be in our atrium. It's free, but we do ask that you say that you'll be attending on our website. And then we also have 2001, A Space Odyssey on the 25th, Apollo 13 on the 28th, and E.T. and Close Encounters of the Third Kind on the 29th, and they are all free at the Walton Arts Center.
And then there are other films as well, right?
So we will have
Dwarf Planets Included.
Dwarf Planets Included. There's a lot of contention about that one, but we made sure Pluto got in there.
Yes.
So along the trail, in addition to the different artists that will be along, the stops will also include the planets where we'll have these big stickers that identify which planet you've made it to and then some fun facts about the planet.
Can you tell me just some of the music that we'll hear on Trail Mix?
Oh, I can tell you all of the music.
Okay.
We've got Rosenbridge, we have Rael, we have Block Street Hot Club, Mom and Pop, Papa Rap, and The Crumbs. And those are all local bands.
Yep.
And we have Mom and Pop and Papa Rap for the kiddos. And the rest will be family friendly, obviously. Then we also have Melrose Poetry Bureau. And there will be a couple of them outside with typewriters. And you give them a theme, and they write a poem right there, live. And then I believe you get a copy to take with you. So that should be pretty cool. That's new. We've never done that before.
And when you say typewriters, you mean?
Typewriters.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not computers.
What people would have been typing on when Neil Armstrong landed on the moon.
Sure, yeah.
What else? There's no way we're going to get everything, but what else should we highlight?
Well, with Trail Mix, we also have Community Creative Center that's going to be doing art activities for kids and families outside of their space, so at the beginning of our solar system. And then at the end of the solar system, we're going to have the Amazium that's going to be doing some different science-themed activities for kids as well.
Now, forgive me for not knowing this exactly. I know in years past there's been Trail Mix in Bentonville and Fayetteville. Same thing this year?
No. But we will be at the Bentonville Farmers Market on the 15th, and there we will have Mom and Pop, Papa Rap, and The Crumbs.
Okay.
And they'll be on the main stage there.
And then Friday the 14th is Trail Mix on the Greenway in Fayetteville.
Correct.
And that's where the solar system is.
Yes, from 5:30 to 7:30. And then following is WALL-E in the atrium, along with a planetarium. And I'll let Megan talk a little bit about that.
So the Space Hogs, which is the student organization at the University of Arkansas, has an inflatable planetarium. So we've asked them to come set that up in Star Theater. And it has different constellations and maps of the solar system so families can go in and explore.
Wow.
In the AC.
Now, I'm reading your sheet upside down that's on my desk, and I see something that says future folk music.
Yes.
What is future folk music?
So Sam Ryder and the Human Hands are our chapel series artists, so they're going to be doing concerts in the community at Cooper Chapel and Thorn Crown Chapel, but Sam Ryder is an artist that also provides educational outreach to the community, so we are taking him to Springdale Public Library, the Fayetteville Boys and Girls Club, Butterfield Trail Village, and Bentonville Public Library for him to lead this workshop called Future Folk Music. And it's an educational concert that puts American roots music in conversation with major cultural themes of the last century. And it encourages students to consider the important role of music and art in the world of tomorrow.
We haven't even touched on the Artisphere Orchestra. They're back.
No, yes. We actually have a really amazing finale planned. It's going to involve footage from the moon landing to films about the moon to original artwork that's going to be synced up with the music. It'll have live narration. So it's supposed to be a sort of a voyage, right? Like, so you're in the spaceship and they're taking you on the journey to the moon.
Walton Arts Center's Rachel Berkovich, Programming Coordinator, and Walton Arts Center's Megan Dale, Learning and Engagement Coordinator, speaking about Artisphere 2019. You can find a complete schedule of events, a map of trail mix, and more at waltonartcenter.org, or you can download the free Artisphere app.